Welcome to AI Unraveled, demystifying frequently asked questions on artificial intelligence. I'm your host. This week, we're diving into the latest developments in the AI world, breaking down what they mean for you. Let's get started. First up, we have some exciting news from Microsoft. They've introduced Recall AI, an upgrade that promises significant efficiency improvements. However, concerns about privacy are swirling as the system may have access to vast amounts of personal data. Is this an efficiency upgrade, or are we facing a privacy nightmare? Time will tell. Moving on to a novel use of AI, AI-powered headphones have been developed that allow you to focus on listening to one person in a crowded environment. Imagine being at a busy conference and effortlessly tuning into a single conversation. Amazing, right? In the realm of supercomputing, xAI has just rolled out a behemoth, its supercomputer, which is reportedly 4 times larger than existing GPU clusters. This could dramatically accelerate AI research and applications, pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But not all AI news is positive. Google AI has drawn scrutiny after their overview gave dangerous and incorrect answers. This incident underscores the importance of accuracy and reliability in AI outputs, as misinformation could have serious repercussions. Meanwhile, GPT-4 continues to impress, now outperforming human financial analysts. It's another example of AI making inroads into fields traditionally dominated by human expertise. On the creative front, Canva has redesigned its platform to include new AI features, making it easier than ever for users to create stunning visuals. These updates are set to streamline the design process significantly. In other developments, OpenAI has established an AI safety committee aimed at ensuring their technologies are used responsibly. The significance of this move cannot be overstated, given the increasing capabilities of AI. Shocking revelations have emerged regarding Sam Altman's firing last year, shedding light on the high-stakes world of AI leadership. Stay tuned, as more details are sure to follow. Switching gears, the former safety lead at OpenAI has joined the rival company Anthropic to head a new team. It seems like the AI talent wars are heating up. Over at Mistral AI, they've just introduced Codestral, a new model for code generation. This could be a game changer for software developers, offering quicker and more efficient coding solutions. In content licensing news, OpenAI has secured agreements with Vox Media and The Atlantic, ensuring that their generative models have access to high-quality material. This promises richer and more accurate content generation. Google isn't being left behind. They've integrated powerful AI features into their Chromebook Plus lineup, enhancing usability and functionality for education and general use. Yet, not all AI developments are rosy. OpenAI has reported cases of its AI being used for deceptive activities. Vigilance and regulation are becoming increasingly essential. To counteract some of these challenges, OpenAI has unveiled ChatGPT Edu, a more affordable option for universities. This initiative aims to democratize access to AI tools in education, fostering greater innovation and learning. Finally, tech giants are coming together to form an industry group focused on developing the next generation of AI chips. This collaborative effort is expected to drive forward the technology that powers AI, making it faster and more efficient. That's all for today's episode of AI Unraveled, demystifying frequently asked questions on artificial intelligence. Thank you for joining us as we navigated the latest in AI news. Be sure to tune in next week for more insights. Until then, stay curious and stay informed.